Well, on Friday evening, I suppose there was a large amount of people, beachgoers and people using the local link to Rathmullen. I think there was an organised birthday party there of young teenagers, I suppose, but there's nobody to blame there. There was a large Garda presence as well about the town, which is unusual for Rathmullen. The damage was caused to the toilets. The caretaker on Friday night just closed the door, and on Saturday morning he contacted me. I suppose we investigated and we seen the damage that was caused. There was hinges needed, the doors was off the frames, the enclosures was gone altogether. So there was a danger there as well. So we just made the decision, because we couldn't get nobody on the council to come out because it was the weekend. And we made the decision to close them. We closed them, and thankfully on Monday, Kevin McCluskey from the Donegal County Council and myself organised a contractor to have them fixed, and we had them fully operational by yesterday evening.
Mm. What can we do to stamp out this type of activity, Pádraig? Because, you know, we haven't really even hit... We've had a bit of good weather, right, but it's early April. What can we do to sort of try and limit these acts antisocial behaviour, or is there anything we can do if people are intent on causing this type of damage?
That's a hard one, Greg, but I suppose parents have a responsibility. Like, these young children weren't, I'm not saying it was them now, but today these young children was on buses to Rathmullen here on Friday evening. The locals aren't, and even myself, I was down there on Friday evening, we don't see this going on very often, and there was drinking involved and that kind of stuff. But I think there's a responsibility in parents, you know, to figure out where they are and see what they're doing. But it's not easy. I'm a father myself, so, and I know what's ahead of me. So, you know, it's something that's hard to deal with.
Mm. Okay, well, listen, the Gardaí are looking for anyone with any information as to what happened. That's one part of this. The other part is the quick actions of yourself and council representatives, and getting a contractor on site to get these services open for what is a beautiful day, and tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day as well. So rest assured, Rathmullen's open for business.
I do understand there was quite an annoyance for people that didn't have them services, because it is a great facility, and I suppose there is a bit of respect needed there for people using the toilets, because even the caretaker there cleaning them in the evenings and that, he is faced with quite a challenge, and respect and credit where it's due there for them and the local group who looks after them.
How often are they cleaned, do you know? I don't want to spring that on you, but just out of interest.
They're serviced every night, and as opposed to the amount of people using them, Greg, it is hard to keep on top of them. I have been calling on the council for more supports for them, especially in the good weather, and I'm going to continue working on it, and hopefully we can have a better outcome. They are public toilets, so, you know, there's not somebody on that site all the time servicing them, so it's not easy looking after them.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Pádraig. That's Councillor Pádraig McGarvey there in Independent.